All right, welcome to our mastermind for, I wanted to do an extra mastermind this month because it's a long month. And just wanted to make sure to touch in with everyone. So it is the 26th of July, we're almost to August, which seems kind of crazy. And I hope you're all doing well, but I'm looking forward to checking in with all of you. We've got, it's an interesting time. I'm working on both the full moon update. The full moon and the full moon healing circle are on the 1st of August. It's a 2 full moon month. So on the 30th, there's another moon. And blue moons aren't like this big rare thing. It's the fact that when they named the months and we're on a Gregorian calendar, you know, and so Augustus Caesar and Julius, they wanted to have, you know, there was a big fight over who has more days in a month. So different months have different number of days, and February got the short end of the stick. And because of that, there has to be a catch up full moon somewhere. And it's not exactly every year. It's every, I forget how, a little over a year. So anyway, that's why we have 2 full moons, but it's an interesting time. And it's really interesting that the new moon last month was in Cancer, and it's in Cancer again this month. And just so much going on in Cancer, so much going on relationships. I'm interested to hear how you all are experiencing that energy, because that's going to go on through September. So yeah, it's an interesting time for sure, but lots of good energy too. A lot of Leo is super fired up, and we all have Leo in our chart somewhere, and we're going to want to make sure that we enjoy that fire, but also make sure we stay grounded so we aren't too terribly terribly reactive. We also have, we'll have a Mercury retrograde this month later in the month, so lots going on, and there's goodness in all of it, and there's challenge in all of it, just like everyday life. So I'm gonna have you all drop in real quick, and then we'll get to your questions and your celebrations and all the things. So welcome. We're just going to do a quick drop in here, and then we'll, hi Ron, welcome. And then we'll move on. All right. So what I want to invite you to do is just close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, take a couple of deep full breaths. Let's just take a moment to really ground in. And so breathe deep into your belly. Relax your shoulders. Let go of your responsibilities. That's where we tend to hold on to them, is on our shoulders, and our shoulders end up creeping up to our ears. And right now you can just let all those responsibilities go. I'll send some grounding energy down. And also the intention of not only opening the heart, but opening the crown chakra as well. And being aware of your beautiful heart, your fourth chakra, your seat of your soul, and taking a couple of deep full breaths right in and out through your heart, making that deep connection with the source of your being. This is also our portal to connect with all possibility. And just by bringing your head and your heart together, which we'll do in just a moment, there's transformation that happens just in that. So every moment of the day that you can remember to drop your head into your heart, you're actually making a shift. So take that brilliant mind, that busy mind, and all you've been entertaining with it, and let's just drop it straight down into the very center of the heart. So take a big inhale, and on the exhale, just let it drop. Just like a beautiful gem, just kerplunk right down into the pool of your heart, and allow your awareness to expand in the heart space. And the beautiful thing about the heart space is it's ever expansive. It expands and it expands and it expands. And if you keep your attention on where it's expanding, it'll continue to expand. This is an expanding universe, and that universe is within us as well. And as you tune into your heart and drop this ever so powerful question right into your heart. Just be open to what comes up for you. And that question is, what is it that my heart is so wanting for me, so desiring for me, or calling me to? What is it that my heart is just so wanting for me? Tune into what that is, whether it's an actual cognitive thought, a feeling, a sense, or an image. Going with that very first thing, and then tuning into, why is this important? Why is this important for me right now? And let that play out for a moment, the importance, because that's really the purpose. Or why we want anything, why we do something, why we don't do it. It's all purpose. And then check in to see, is there anything holding you back or anything stopping you from that? Anything in the way? You don't need to know what it is. It's just good awareness to have. If there is something, then that's something you'll want to shift. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And whoever wants to hop on first, please do. Just unmute yourself. Feel free to share anything that came up for you in our drop-in, or anything that's in your way, or anything you want to ask today or celebrate or want more information about.
I'll go first.
Okay, Karen.
My heart wants amazing students, and I'm leveling up again in my new year that's coming up. So I'm increasing my amount of people I can see at the same time. Before it was 4, now it'll be 5.
Awesome.
So I'm working on that and offering a couple more sessions than I've had before. So I'm excited about that. I've been working on ideal clients. I've been working on the meditation you just recently created. So that's something I've been doing regularly.
Awesome.
So wait, August.
Which meditation? Yeah. Which one?
Oh, yeah. The one where we did the daily alignment practice.
Yes.
Yeah, daily alignment. Yeah. I've been doing that and with the advanced version of the ideal client. I really awesome. Like that. I've been doing those. I've been working on different actions that I feel inspired to do, all of those things. So lots is brewing for me there, and I'm excited to just see. And I was curious, you said something about how there was some energy having to do with trying again or whatever. And I kind of feel like
that
maybe
was the last new moon.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's like a good thing for me, because last fall's registration was not the best one out of so many. As far as retaining, I think it was just a time to clean out, really. So it wasn't a bad thing, but it just wasn't, there was some things that were, you know, it felt a little difficult to me that, but I'm hoping that my enrollment doesn't change drastically as far as with my current people and wanting to re-enroll, if that makes sense. I'm hoping that most of them are going to re-enroll. Plus I want new ones beyond that is what I'm trying to say.
So. Well, you're doing, you know, working with the ideal client, especially in the advanced version. That's great. You know, that's a perfect thing to be doing there. And, you know, this Venus retrograde that's going on is happening in your 10th house of career, and you're a Venus person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're reevaluating things. I mean, it's just going into that placement. It was already there. And then now it's retrograding back in, and it's going to spend another couple months in that placement. So, so perfect for that. And as far as, you know, sometimes we do, you know, you do have a, you make some shifts and you have a shift in your clientele. I know my daughter just took over her, her hair salon, bought her business partner out. Her business partner didn't want to be involved anymore after 5 years. She changed her whole pricing model, and decided to, needed to rebrand and decided not to do color. So like all these things. And like, so people, you know, it's like, she's like, mommy said my money plan is for good. Every day I'm hearing this. I'm like, they are actually good and they're going to be good. Just hang in there, baby.
Yeah.
But sometimes when we make, you know, a bunch of changes, and she was like, okay, well, I needed to let go of, there were some people I was just tired of doing that same old thing for, you know, so. As much as we want something new, sometimes, you know, it's the space or the void. And, you know, that there is a training on the void.
So I feel last year was a lot like this year. I'm feeling like this is a different.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. And it feels like I am also hearing myself remind myself that the beginning is just the beginning, meaning the beginning of like September for me is the beginning. That's just the beginning. That's where I'm starting. So I'm going to be adding more after that. I'm just curious to see how things will shake down. And there's that anticipation of like, you know, I'm about to send out my registration. I've done a lot of cool things and changes. I increased my prices by a little bit. I didn't do that last year. So that's the only real change. And I don't think a couple of dollars more extra.
Okay. Everything is increasing. Like, it's ridiculous. I can't believe all my online things. I actually haven't increased my prices.
Right.
Has increased. And, you know, when people are feeling it and are used to it, and you're not, you know, you're being very cognizant of your value, and it's not over the top. Sending out your registration before the 22nd of August. Mercury will go retrograde on the 22nd. That's not a bad thing. It's actually a decent retrograde. It's happening in a wealth house for you. It's happening for everybody in Leo. And if you look at your transits for the year, Mercury always transits, retrogrades in a triplicity of houses. It's fire houses, and all the fire houses rule something for each and every one of you. For you, it's wealth. Somebody else might be spirituality. Somebody else might be a relationship. And so Mercury's stronger when it is, just gets a little bumpy on either end. So I would, and so people are, you know, in a reevaluation place as far as Venus goes, as far as Saturn goes, and then Mercury's going to go retrograde. So we're going into this a bit slower time towards the end of the year, and then Jupiter will retrograde in September. So, and it's going very slow right now. So that slowing down and reevaluation of thing, we're all doing that at some level. And, you know, I would just encourage you to get that registration out just before the 22nd of August. Not that you can't do it after, but just not right at that time.
I'm going to be sending it out probably within the week or something.
Great. Like that. Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. So I've just been building up to that, creating the resources, making sure I have everything the way I want it.
And
yeah. So I'm doing a lot of fun stuff, and I just feel pretty energized. And so everything's good.
That's good. Here. And the other thing for you in particular is that the eclipse, we're going to have one more set of eclipses in October, and they're in the same, Libra and Aries axis, except for the one that happens in Libra. And you have this on your the forecast document, which is also in the member site in the astrology section, is happening just slightly out of sign. It's happening in Virgo. It's progressing. All the next eclipse pattern will be in Virgo and in Pisces. So it's not going to hit you on your ascendant and your moon like the other ones have.
Okay.
Like the last fall was happening for you, Karen. So there's a little bit of relief going on there too.
Okay. All right. Good.
Awesome. Thanks for the check-in. Okay. All right. Who's next? Unmute.
I'll go.
All right. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, nice to see you.
You too.
I'm ready.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah, I've cleared all my blockages, so I feel I've become more focused, cleaned up the alphabet soup, whittled down what I want to do for this first season of both my course and the podcast. They accompany each other. There'll be 12 modules, 12 episodes.
Beautiful.
Narrowed those down. So now it's really fine tuning. So I think that there's a couple of questions. So I'm shooting for the second week of September-ish to launch everything. But any insight, any personal thing you've got, I'll take it.
Okay. Hang on 1 second here. I just want to pull up one thing. And you can, if you want to talk about something else while I'm pulling this up, feel free to.
Okay. Sure. The last time we chatted, we talked about the connector.
Yep.
But anything kind of comes online. So I really I've been putting a lot of energy into that. I'm getting more focused, doing more heart-centered work.
Good.
Turning down the mind. But out of you know, the other, there's the teacher, the engineer, the
yep.
So yeah, really any other, cause your insight's very helpful when I get those things to focus on, like focusing on the connector and what that would look like and how I'm going to interview people and
yep.
The guests match the 12 episodes plus the theme and, So that's very helpful also.
Awesome. Okay. So a couple things, as far as dates go, mm-hmm. So Mercury will go direct on the 14th of September. So 13th, 14th, 15th of September are not good days.
Okay.
So it's a little wonky then. If you can wait till after that, I like that better for you. That's your communicator. And if you feel like you need to do it before that, then do it before that. But I, and also if you do wait till after that too, we'll have the connector, we'll have Venus moving direct. And that will, so it's just nice to have that direct motion for something new. Okay. Cause, and there will be things you'll still be reevaluating, even though you're all set to go during that time. So as far as dates go, I like that. And then also I'm going to remind you, one of the reasons the connector is super, super important for you is that it rules your 11th house of community and wealth and connection with groups and things like that. But it is also the soul cycle that you're running. And so it's going to always be that undercurrent of what your soul is focused on. And for you, not only does it rule, so it rules the things I just mentioned. And again, these things are also listed in what the houses represent in the astrology section. And there is a whole training in a worksheet on that. But it's also rules health for you. It's also another wealth placement, but it's more like the effort and work you put in for wealth. So it's kind of that work-life balance. And then where it sits in your chart is your 10th house of career. So there's, you know, there's an under, of course, we're through our adult life, we're usually working, but you're running your career planet. I'm running my career planet. So there's this more focus on it. And you just came into this cycle not that long ago. Hang on a second. When did you come in? You came into this cycle of Venus in the end, December of 2020. this is a 20-year cycle. So this is just figure you're in this forever. Okay. You're in for a long time. Okay. So where Venus is, and Venus is retrograding right now, all that is super, super relevant for you. And it's retrograding from your ninth house of divine purpose into your eighth house of transformation, value. And when I say value, it's other people's money, like your partner's money, or money that comes from things you didn't work for necessarily, like inheritance, taxes, things like that. But it also is the value. How do we put this? So eighth house also has to do with what you're valued for and what other people value for, which may be different than what you want to be valued for. So there's a kind of, so just keep that in mind over the next couple of months. And as you are making this transition and stepping into, you know, doing the podcast in this new version of you, and you know, you're wanting to be valued for other things, right? And you've created things around that to be valued for. So I would just kind of, also, it might be good for you just to do, maybe just in your morning practice, touch on that once a week, or, you know, what is it that I really do want to be valued for? And this subject of value, I'm going to go into this deeper with you all in the upcoming month, because our value, and then we're doing this with this Venus retrograde, and we'll be touching on this absolutely in the full moon healing circles in August. Relationships are so much about how we are valued by others, and then what we do consciously and unconsciously to be valued, or to be in that exchange of what we want to experience in a relationship, and then what we're willing to compromise to experience that. A lot of times we don't necessarily want what the other person wants in a certain area, but we're willing to go ahead and do that or be that because we want the relationship. And that's natural in relationship. But another level of this for the last year and a half has been where the eclipse patterns have been between our personal identity and freedom in Aries and our social and, you know, relationships in Libra. We've really been working with these issues for the last year and a half and been challenged with these so that we could do some clearing out around this, and for us to come to terms with some of the, like, where are we overgiving? Where are we people pleasing? And people pleasing is going to be the main shadow side of Venus, although there are others of the connector. And so, you know, just keeping that, just there's the places we've been reinforced that is where our value is. But it may be, yeah, okay, well, I have value in that way. Sure, I wash the dishes, you know, I'm being very mundane here. Or sure, I do this for you. But is that really what I feel like my value is? And when we're not feeling like others who are really important to us value us for what we really want to be valued for, we have to look at, okay, am I actually showing up with that in a way that I'm allowing, opening the doors and allowing this to be seen in myself so I can be valued? And if I am, and I'm still not being valued, you know, what is the renegotiation that can happen here? And then sometimes, you know, others just don't, that's not what they're interested in us. And sometimes that's a harsh reality. And sometimes that's something that can be compromised. So these are just all these themes that are coming up for all of us. And with the strong Venus energy, that's really coming up. And then with the eighth house. And so the value really ties in with this whole relationship issue, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's, you know, clients and customers, family relationships. You know, a lot of times, like, I was doing some healing sessions this week, and it was interesting, the theme, because this theme has really been coming up. And I'm sure, and especially those of you that I've worked one-on-one with, this place of, you know, like, do we do things to be valued? I mean, that's a big one I had to clear. That's just the way I was valued in my younger life. And that's true. And that's very masculine side. And a lot of us aren't really valued for who we be, you know? So again, this is a huge subject, and that's why we're going to tease this out, over the next couple of months and do some deep work around this, so that we can have the appropriate boundaries, which we do have trainings for. And, we have to come to terms with valuing ourselves, of course, first, and then we receive that value from others. So it's something that you're taking a deep reflection on during this retrograde. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It does. Well, and then, you know, with in that sense, the last 16 years, I've been valued for my role as the mother and the wife. And that's not authentically while I love my family. That's not what I was meant to be, right? Like that is not the gen that needs to come out and do what gen needs to do. So, and there is definitely claiming my own authority and how that's affecting my spouse and how he's going to have to reevaluate how he values me. And we'll keep crossing those bridges and renegotiating as we go along. But yeah, I hear you.
So that is one of the things that happens, of course, in relationship as we shift and change. You can all relate to this, those of you here, those of you listening in, as we shift and change and evolve, is our other going to, our family, our partner, you know, going to make that shift with us? And this is, again, the compromise piece, you know, and it's one of the things that holds us back a lot of times from making these shifts is like, oh, the fear of losing the relationship. It doesn't mean we have to lose it. You know, it just may mean a renegotiation, an education, of doing some work together to understand, you know, because then this brings up the whole other part of what happens with Venus and what Venus is about it. And we'll be diving into more so, and I'm glad we're bringing all this up now, is attachments. And Venus is the planet of attachments. It actually has it spins in a different direction than the rest of the planets. It's a centrifugal force. It spins towards us. It's a very good magnetic planet. But at the same time, it's the planet of attachment, worldly attachment. That is not a bad thing. If we weren't attached to our loved ones and our pets and children, we wouldn't take care of them, right? But there's over-attachment. And, you know, partners and family and such can get very over-attached to who they want us to be because that fills their needs. And, you know, how many, everyone's heard this, oh, you've changed. Yeah, I hope so. I've evolved. I hope so. I hope I've changed. And it's nice when we have a relationship that has the breadth for that. And sometimes we don't have the relationship that has the breadth for that. So then I think it's always worth, and I have done a lot of work with couples, it is always worth having the conversation and getting real about, well, but can we have the breadth for that? You know, can we have a relationship where we set each other free each day to and we each have our own purpose or whatever, but then where are the places that we connect? And let's honor those places, but let's also honor our own evolutionary journey. But it tends to be scary for people when we start to step out.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not for me though. I shall go forth.
You shall go forth, darling.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, one thing, Jennifer, about your episodes.
Yes.
12 modules, 12 episodes. I like that. That's a great way to organize things for yourself. All of your episodes are going to be interviews?
There will be interviews in each of the episodes, but they're just a segment.
Good. Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure you're getting your airtime.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. They will be a short, they're 30-minute episodes, and I anticipate the interviews will be about 10 minutes.
Okay, great. That's awesome. I like that. Yeah. I just always want people to get some airtime on their own podcast. Okay. Because that's a lot of work. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Who's next?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be seen. Still working. So, and I got the two dogs who don't like to go out in the yard at the same time. So one will come in and one will wake up and want to go out. So when I leave, I'm taking care of dogs. The cat's pretty self-supporting, which is good.
Yes, absolutely.
So my heart wants some rest for me.
Yeah.
Some relaxation and some retirement.
Yep.
And I need some deep rest, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get it yet. I'm going on vacation for 5 days, the week of the first, but that's not the kind of,
I understand.
Yeah. So, then July has been the longest month ever.
Yeah. And you have climbed a mountain in July for sure. And we're working on retirement for you, and we'll talk about that more in your session, but we've started that process of opening the door for that.
I'm tired.
I know. And the tiredness, you've been doing a lot since the beginning of the year, you know, as you've been untangling, your stepdad's things, and then you've been integrating those into how you want to, you know, use them and those resources and such. And then all of the dynamics that go along, you know, with that are, it's not just the stuff, but a lot of people stuff, you know, that you've been dealing with, a lot of relationship stuff, which takes a lot of energy. It takes a huge amount of energy. And so there's the ways that we can get the rest that we need with taking a break. And I understand, like, I was on vacation last week, and I'm tired from being on vacation last week. I mean, it's a lot of work, the kind of vacation that we took. So, and then I have family in town, and I have a grandbaby, and, you know, it's all great, but it's, you know, it's super busy, and I'm tired from the super busyness of, and a lot of people pulling at me and all those things. So for me, what that means is I need more meditation, and I need more blocks of time alone within the day. And so you have to just do your best to bracket some time where you just are willing to let go of everything, you know, whether it's sitting out in your beautiful yard and staring at the water and getting your feet on the ground, and just these very intentional moments of just like deeply letting go. It's the surrender, 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 surrender. In fact, there's a surrender training, which would be useful to revisit. It's like, how can I just let go? Like, just lay down on the grass, you know, just. And so when we don't have the block of time, we've got, how can we take it within the day that we have? And a lot of times what happens is we get like the tired child, tired and wired. And so then the moment we have, we're on the internet, or we're doing something or something that we didn't have time to do before. And really what we need is to stop and turn it off, you know, and make sure that are bookended. Make sure you're doing meditation on both ends of the day. Like, these are the it's this deep inner rest that we want to give ourselves the times for. So look at where you need to recalibrate that. One of the places I had to recalibrate that really recently is, I live in the Northwest. It's, you know, the sun doesn't, it doesn't even get dark here to 9:30 right now. And it was more like 10 or 10:30. So I have, you know, so I've been staying up too late. And I get up pretty early. So, you know, so I had to recalibrate that recently, but I also realized, but that's when I had time alone, you know? So it's like, okay, no, I need to step away earlier, you know? And it's just that I just have to have really good boundaries. Comes back to having really good boundaries. So it's just that reassessing, you know, where do I need to step back, even though other people want my time and energy, but where do I need to step back into myself? So think of that element of rest. And I know I'm not just talking to you here. There's other people who need to hear this. And then, yes, a block of time for you where you really are taking, you know, whether it's 3 days or whether it's a week, doesn't really matter. But I'd love to see you just step away on your own, you know, and do it from a place of like, you know, even if you're going to your beautiful cottage, like, I'm going here for just a personal retreat where I'm just going to read and walk and sleep as long as I want to. And, you know, relax or talk to the neighbor if I run into him as long as I want to, and, you know, just not have anybody else pulling at your energy. Because that's the thing, is there's just been so much pulling you out, and it's time to come in. So sometimes we have to just, we don't have the time, and we have to, like, how do I do it within my day? Which is actually, in truth, you just need that all the time within your day. Well, it's true. Most of us do, you know, especially most of us on a conscious journey do. It's like, wow, there's just so much pulling me out here. Like, I need to. And I think that's one of the things that tires us out, when there's a lot pulling us from the inside. But there's a lot, but more is pulling us from the outside, and we're attending to more on the outside. So there's this inner tug of war going on, and that's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of energy in Leo, and the sun is going to come into Leo mid-month. Mercury just moved into Leo. Mars has been in Leo. Venus is moving, retrograding out of Leo. You're a Leo ascendant. For all of us this month, the sun is going to get strong mid-month in Leo. It's been in your 12th, your planet has been in your 12th house, place of relinquishment and letting go. And it's in a place of retreat. That's the 12th house is about retreat. So be the first half of the month, it's like, you are going to feel that. Now you'll get more fired up the second half of the month. You'll feel more, you know, energy come back and step back.
You're talking about August?
Yes. I'm talking about August.
July's going to end?
July will eventually end. It will.
Amen.
It will end. But that, I want you, between now and like the 17th of August, I want you to be thinking, okay, mini retreat. How do I mini retreat this morning, this hour, you know, or this week?
Okay. Yep.
And also just where you're just not going to do so many things for so many people.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. Awesome. Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Pam or Jamie, either of you want to hop on?
Jamie, I have no time constraints. If you're butting up against something, feel free to go ahead.
I'm sitting here. My next meeting is at 7, so I have a few hours. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So my heart, this is not going to be a new message, just was clarity. And why? Because then I can make really focused decisions.
Absolutely. Clarity is power in so many ways. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, so that's just when we dropped into our hearts. That's what came up for me.
And was there a block for you, Pam?
I think there has historically been a film over blocking clarity in many, many dimensions of my life. And so that's really what I'm encouraged to clean up, so to speak.
And when I tap in with that, and just knowing you for as long as I have, it comes from inner conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, oh, but if I have that clarity, then I'm going to have to act on it, you know? And, but there's, so there's kind of that inner conflict, and the inner conflict of, like, you're already, it's like when you are writing something and you're just doing the creative download, and then you go edit, that's how you should do it, or an art project or whatever. But if you're writing and you're doing the creative download and you're trying to edit it while you're writing, you're no longer in the creative, you're no longer in the download. Now you're in the analytical mind, because the mind's saying, yeah, but what about this? And this, da, 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 da. So that's one of the ways the clarity, you circumvent your clarity sometimes, because you're already down there. Yeah, but that means I'll have to do that. And now there's not, you don't do that all the time. Sometimes you're in a very pure download and you allow that download and you live from that place of being. But that's what you're feeling when you feel the film.
Okay. So there is a little update that I just didn't bother you with the gowns. So I had that conversation with the senior director of the breast center, and I think I really did a masterful job in rolling her into, listen, I'm being your advocate here, but I think they need to hear it from you. So supposedly the new director of the Breast Imaging Center and the director of operations of the Breast Imaging Center, the woman I've been communicating with, called in their sales rep and said, we don't know who this other guy is that's messing up this communication, but we don't care for the options that Image First, and we really want Twirl. So can you take it back up the chain and see what the options are? And then the email from her is very cryptic, and there's more questions than answers. But she said, I don't think the testing was the thing that was blocking Image First from bringing on your gowns. So I'm just going to hold this. It just doesn't, it feels very middle school to go back. Like, well, what did he really say?
I'm
talking with the doctor tomorrow, actually, while she's driving for her family vacation to Colorado. So I'm going to just update her and go back. Should we start having the real conversations about the bra? What are their next steps? And then meanwhile, so I have been in the mode of talking to anybody that I trust, like as a trusted advisor, do you have any connections with this laundry company? And then one of my friends came back and said, no, but my neighbor actually across the street has connections with the cancer center. So they are building they got a ginormous grant from a different family than the current cancer center is named after. And they're going to start, and the press stuff, it's going to be patient focused. I mean, it says patient experience, whatever. So my friend is setting up introduction to her neighbor to start planting the seed. Because a Hail Mary move would be to already have the gowns. And then I would say, hey, before you select it, let's have a conversation with the new cancer center.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it feels like that's cleaned up.
Good.
Quite a bit.
Good. Yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, I know not everyone knows all the play-by-plays here, but with this whole thing is, you know, you had things are going well with this whole process, and then things got halted, and it just didn't feel right. And then you got a lot of pushback when you questioned that it didn't feel right. And then, you know, and that was, we worked through that, and that was hard, but then you went back to, the other side of the fence, you know, you went
right to the client. I mean, really to the client.
You went back to the client, and, which is the perfect thing to do instead of just like, you know, letting it all fall. You know, you came in and asked really good questions. And sometimes, I mean, I'm a firm believer. A lot of times I just feel like I'm a door opener. I ask really good questions to help people get to their own answers, you know, or help the answers to come in. And you're doing a brilliant job of that. And I just want you to continue to do that. This is very much when we do that, it's a very feminine art to do that, by the way. So it's very directive when we tell someone, hey, this is what it is. Here's the information, blah, blah, blah. And we need to do that sometimes, right? And then it's, and especially in the sales process, by the way, being in that masculine and giving the information is great, but then we want to really shift into that feminine mode and be inquisitive. We want to start out there too and find out what the client actually wants, right? And needs. And then when there's turbulence there, we want to take a step back and ask the questions that help them make a choice and coming back to clarity, help them make a decision. And that's one of the reasons that, because, you know, you don't, and you know what it feels like to have your hand forced, right? With someone who's just, you know, as far as
right.
And the kind of sales process you're in is a long process. It's a relationship. Sales are, it's a relationship, right? There's a lot of relationship building, that goes on. So, you know, helping, and you're good at this. I mean, you've had other situations where you have followed it all the way through because they hadn't said a no. Because if they, it's one way or the other. We want to get them to an answer one way or another. So this is, I know this is kind of, especially for your temperament, this has been excruciating in a way, but you're learning a lot and you're doing a great job. And it is so much more empowering to have them make the, you know, to really have the support to be able to make a really good decision. Even now it's the decision to investigate, you know, and take it.
Right. So I was inspired. So I didn't really rehearse the conversation because I didn't want to go there, but I was inspired at the conversation. I said, if you decide you don't want to pursue this anymore, just tell me.
Exactly.
But as long as you want to move forward, I'm going to take it as far as we can. But I think she was surprised, especially a salesperson, saying, if you say game's over, I'm not going to keep bothering you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the other gentleman was calling me out on. And it was like, no, I didn't. Like, he made up such a story about
that. Except for he was totally in the masculine role, which is fine. He's a man, but we know there's something else going on in the old boys club over there. And that's the feminine knowing something fishy's going on here. But he's the one who said, game over.
Right.
And, but he isn't the one who gets to, he doesn't have the decision.
He's another vendor. He's not the client.
Yeah. So that's why we called BS on that. So.
Right. So this has just been fascinating. And then I really spent a little time, had I ever been, felt that energy from anybody in a work environment before. And there was one other person, and I was really trying to, an opportunity that if I got a piece of it, great, if not. But this guy, it was that same fiery reaction that just gave me, whoa, something else. And then I find out months later, he was actually in the middle of selling his business. And so it just, I was trying to get a lesson out of it. So I know there's another story behind this.
Another story behind it. And you know that. Yeah. Whatever it might be, it's like, you know, we need all the information.
Right. So thank you for your support. But
yeah, absolutely.
This is like brilliant. The days turned or days of our lives or something.
I've said this to most of my clients, like, I know this seems like what you're going through is long drawn out. July lasts forever. Why the heck don't I have the Jamie, you know, the confirmation on the job yet, you know, whatever it is for you, you know, all the things. And, but this is, they're really interesting stories. Like if you step back, like write this shit down, man, write a book. I have one client we don't see here very often, Margaret, and, it is ridiculous how much drama goes on. She's a very big family in the big family. And for her, it's just, you can't. And, you know, she's from Baton Rouge. You cannot believe what has happened. I'm like, this is like, you know, just volumes of saga. People buy this stuff, you know? She's a great storyteller. But I know for us, it's like, this is my bullshit. I'm tired of this, you know? So try to take a step back and try to get fascinated with your own story here.
So I just want to, if you're okay, just say something to Jennifer, because Jennifer, I think we're like in similar space at Jennifer Culture, but Jennifer Harper, I did send you a message. I'm going to get back to your email. Jennifer C, can you hear me? Okay. I just want to tell you, we're in some similar space and energy, and what we're going through is effing exhausting. And I didn't realize how exhausted I was till there's a place called Lake of the Ozarks here, and friends invited us down. And we did absolutely nothing for 2 days. And the more I relaxed, the more I felt how tired I was. I'm telling you, we cooked in. I went from my bathing suit to pajamas every day. I haven't been in that. And I came home. The reason I'm saying it, I came home so refreshed. And it was 2 days. It was not, and it was a no big deal kind of thing. I mean, the less prepared, I think the even better, because so I'm just sharing what really worked and this was last weekend. So I hope you listen to Prema's counsel on this.
I will, and thank you very much for sharing. Bathing suit to pajamas.
I'm taking great. That one too, Jennifer. I'm taking that one too. Michael and I
love that.
We go to
Lake of the Ozarks. Isn't that up Kansas City way?
Well, it's between Kansas City and St. Louis. It's
okay. Yeah. I was just in the long month of July. I was just up there over the 4th of July week up in Buckner.
Yeah, I think we chatted a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So, but like I really encourage you to make time and space, because man, again, I had no idea how spent I was. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. I'm complete. Complete.
There's a place in not Palm Springs, but right next to Palm Springs in Desert Hot Springs, in California, that Michael and I used to go to every March before COVID. We haven't been back. And it's a very small retreat center, and it's all these, it's a literal oasis. So literal meaning that there are palm trees and this amazing hot spring water. And they have all these different pools that are different temperatures. It's not very big. Actually Al Capone had a house there, and it's been there since the 40s. And we never leave the grounds when we go there, and we go from bathing suit to bathrobe. You go to dinner like that too, you know, and it's like, just which temperature pool or which grass am I going to do some yoga on, or am I going to take a nap now? And yeah, it's, it's good. It's good. Thank you, Pam. Jamie, do you want to hop on?
Sure. I guess.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello. I started the new gym and diet and all that stuff, which caused the major migraine today. So I teleworked, but I've got meetings at 7 tonight because I like meetings. And then tomorrow has a lot of meetings. Today I got offered that job that doesn't pay very much officially. They've been trying to call me all day, and I've been trying to call them back so that I can get the in writing job offer. Somebody wants me.
You're very wanted, darling. Wait, now remind me which job this is.
It's the foreign liaison attaché officer. So it would be manage all the people getting trained as foreign area officers and their training and stuff, but it just doesn't pay enough for me to live in DC at all. Now, if I was married or a two income earning house, it would be a different story. But since I am me, it's not a viable option. So, I'm gonna like the right, from what I can tell on all the boards, the when you're offered a government job, you should still take the offer and then, you know, go back with them and see if they can, you know, negotiate the salary a bit. But then you make the choice, because they have to put in like different people, you know, they have to have like alternates and stuff. So I'm going to try to call them back so that I can actually see the written offer before I like flat out tell them no.
And is that a work from home, Jamie?
The guy said that he doesn't really care. Just do your job. he's like, you can come to the office or not, but he's like, if you want to stay home, and the office would be at the Pentagon, so it would just, be hopping on metro or walking, because I can't walk to the Pentagon if I want to.
Well, it's only the one of the offers you're going to get, so.
Right.
It just happens to be.
So, So that's that. So, I mean, otherwise my heart dropped in, and I just feel super alone, and being sick the past couple of days hasn't helped that.
No, it doesn't.
And then, work is crazy. So I don't feel that, even though there may or may not be job opportunities coming from that, I don't know that that's a supportive environment for me to stay in.
Yeah.
So, you know, winning the Mega Millions last night would have been really helpful, because then I wouldn't have to deal with any of this stuff. I just have to deal with people asking money, and I can handle with that. But yeah.
And I get the super alone piece too. And you're also dealing with, you know, Maxim is gone. And how much does that play into this for you too?
Well, I mean, he's, you know, he's not an adult, but at least I can like talk to him about things, because right now I have a cat in front of me. She offers me no advice whatsoever. I mean, at least my kid, you know, throws out bowl like, oh, if you get a job that pays that much, you can buy me a car, you know? So at least I have some banter. My cat, you know, just bites my hand.
And then you just came off of this trip too, you know, and yeah. And then, you know, a lot of interaction, and then the you know, somewhat romantic interaction, you know, there's a lot stirred up for you. And again, that relationship stuff I was talking about, lots of different right. kinds of relationships is really up and up for reevaluation. And the value stuff that I was talking, you know, like, well, you know, here I am, magnificent me, and like, oh, this is the value, you know, like they don't see my value here, or, you know, all that stuff is up, and we're going to keep clearing that stuff this month. Okay. So, and of course you don't feel good right now, which makes everything suck when you're looking at it from down, being down in the gutter, you know, instead of on the high rise, you know? So what I really want for you to do is take pressure off yourself everywhere you can, take pressure off yourself about making decisions, take pressure off yourself around, like again, the wired and tired, making, you know, running through the mental loops of the things, you know, that you have to figure out when it, you don't actually have to figure them out today.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fact that you do feel alone, if you're really honest with yourself, what is something that you can do just to help you feel more connection? And again, this whole Venus retrograde is going to really bring these issues up, and it's up for healing, and we're going to keep healing this stuff. But just as a problem solving here, you know, what can you do today, tomorrow, to give yourself some connection?
I mean, tomorrow I'll go to the gym if I feel better. When it's new, when I'm trying to see people there. So,
and there are some other things that you tend to do, like you do your bike thing and.
Yeah, I did that last night and rebuilt, got a couple of bikes ready for sale and stuff. So I've been trying to sign up for those things. And then I, where at least I'm around people for like in a couple hours. So I did that last night.
Yeah, because it's a bit isolating right now. And I want you to, you know, anywhere you can right now to, you know, to give yourself some connection is going to be super useful. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be super useful. Okay. And get some sleep and whatever you can do to ease the pain as far as not feeling well, because that's just yeah. Makes it super hard. And the job, like, do you have to, is that something you have to make a decision on right away?
Well, it would be a good idea too, because I mean, I know I'm not going to take it because okay. It doesn't pay that much, but I'm going to when you get a temporary job offer, you should, you know, I'll probably take it for, you know, a couple of days, but then do the right thing and tell them no, yeah. so that they can tell the next person, that they, you know, are the person sure. offered, or if they need to like, reannounce it or whatnot. I don't want to be the person that holds on to it for a long time and
yeah.
and then, you know, knowing that I'm not going to take it. I can't live on that.
Yeah, I hear you. No.
So there's no way I can take it.
Yeah. No, it's just a step in the process, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately you go through this process almost, you know, most years.
Yeah. Like I said, Mega Millions would have been helpful, because I don't have to like wait for things to like happen at the very last minute.
I hear you. So when you feel better, we want to get you more back into noticing the synchronicities and getting back into the feeling space of what it is that you actually are creating. And as soon as you can muster up the energy, I'd really like you to step back into the daily alignment practice. I know that you started it or did yeah. it for a minute, but it's incredibly useful.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But take the pressure off anywhere you can right now. Not that okay. I've done any more pressure. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I know Ron had to hop off. You all are free to stay or not. I'm going to take a look at his chart and just let him know what's going on for him so he can listen to this later. If you do hop off, thank you for being here. And I look forward to seeing you all again soon when I do get to see you again. And remember, I do want to say this. So of course we have the Facebook group, and then I started the Mighty Networks group, but some of you joined and some of you didn't join. And my intention with that is because it's its own app and some people don't want to be on Facebook, and Facebook is a very distracting place when you get on it to begin with. My intention was to start to have a forum where we could have more connection in between times and have some deeper conversations about things, and I could drop in some daily downloads, which I was doing. And I think Karen has pretty much been the only one over there. And so I'm not positive I'm going to keep it or not. If no one's going to be there, I don't know that I am, although I spent a lot of time and money getting it set up. So I am going to start dropping in there a little bit more, and I'll just see how it goes. And the intention with Mighty Networks is that, you know, it's an app, you could turn the notifications on. It's like more like, you know, so if you know when you're going in there, that's just what you're going in there for. If you haven't, there's an email you got that told you exactly how to get on there and do it. It has different, there's just a main feed, but then it has like one for astrology, one for trainings, one for, you know, so, and yeah, unfortunately you had to join those all separately, which is a little bit of a pain in the ass. But once that's the case, it's just that it's easier to organize those conversations or look back for information and such. And for me, on my end of things, it's just easier. And that's why I have a place of daily downloads. Like it's, you know, as I just want to drop in the information that's coming through, or an astrology piece or whatever. It just gave me a very easy way just to open up my phone, speak to it, and drop in some info to you guys. So I stopped since I wasn't getting much feedback over there, but I am going to pick that up, over the next month or so. And I'll just, you know, and if it doesn't resonate for you, that is totally fine. I'm just always here trying to provide as many different ways as we can connect as possible. And the online piece of things is dropped off considerably just because a lot of people just get lost on social or just don't want to be on it. So we'll just give it a whirl. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. Again, it was just here to serve you. Okay. So I'll just.
Grandma,
yes.
I totally missed that email.
Yeah. So if you search back in your emails, and if you can't find it, just email me. But if you search back in your emails, it's going to be an email from me, and it should have a title of Mighty Networks.
All right.
Okay. And if you can't find it, let me know, and I will find mine, and I will send it over to you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it was during a busy time for you that went out, Jennifer. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I totally missed it. I'm like, what? What
yeah, time? I mean, your computer was down when that went out. So, you know. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone. I'm going to talk to Ron now for a moment, and you can feel free to hang out or go. All right. So, Ron, I just wanted to drop in with your chart here a bit. And let's see here and let you know what's going on. So, Ron, you are a Cancer ascendant. And so there's been a lot going on in Cancer. And Venus is going to retrograde back into Cancer here any moment. So, and then you also have quite a bit going on in Leo, and Leo is where a lot of the energy is. So let me just talk about both these placements. So I want you to be aware of everything that I talked about today, and especially everything around the connector and Venus, and that is been in your second house of money and is retrograding back into your first house, being a Cancer ascendant. Now there's been a lot of stuff cooking and shaking in the first house for you. So there's a lot of energy still around home and family and relationships, and you're going to be reevaluating, like the rest of us, these themes around relationships. So be aware of what's coming up and around your value and around the people pleasing, and just be aware, and also for you around overgiving. So just be aware of all of that, what's coming up, what you're being called to release. We'll be working on these in the full moon healing circles and beyond. and Leo is your second house, which is a house of money and wealth. And in that house, That is where your son, your leader lives, and also your communicator lives. They are both going, the communicator just got there. So you're having the return of the communicator. That's Mercury. And it's going to retrograde in your second house. So you're taking a closer look through the next couple of months about how you acquire your wealth. And there you're going to revisit some themes starting the 22nd of August through the middle of September. You're going to be reviewing some things about finances and how you want to use them and how you don't. And so keep that in mind. Some recurring themes are going to come up. And then your son, because your son lives in Leo, is there. And it's coming the 16th. It'll come into there. And just in the Western system, it's a little bit different. The whole Lionsgate thing and everything is, it's all a little bit different with Vedic astrology. Leo season starts mid-August. And, but this is a very strong time again for you financially and for you to, you know, step into your leadership and use your communication. And it sounds like from the last time we talked, you'll be doing some of those things coming up, but I would continue to get your voice out there. And you know, how can you step more and more into your leadership role? There's just some reconfiguration going on for you now around that. Like, who do I really want to be perceived as far as a leader? And then the next phase of it is stepping out. I just will remind you, because Leo is hot, fast, and fiery, to think before you speak, to breathe before you speak, and before you act as well. Okay. And if you have any more questions, drop them into the forum for me. All right. Take care. And thanks you all for being here. Much love.